Moses was kind of like a secret agent. He had an undercover assignment and even a cool spy gadget.
That's a fantastic way to think about Moses. And God has a mission for you, too. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you've tuned in today right here at listener-supported Keys for Kids. When I was young, I loved the Spy Kids movies. They had all kinds of gadgets, and they knew karate and went on spy missions with their family. It looked like an incredible adventure. If you're a Christian, God is inviting you to go on His adventure to tell the gospel to everyone. He's equipped you with the Bible and given you partners in the mission with your Christian friends, family, and church. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 say this: "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Our story today is called Secret Agent Kid. As the raging walls of water collapsed and swallowed Pharaoh's army, Moses led the Hebrews safely into the... Vanessa broke her dignified stance and peeked at her note cards. Sinai Desert. Watching from the living room sofa, Dad smiled and winked in encouragement. Vanessa concluded her report. They would have many more challenges before they reached the Promised Land, but they were free thanks to Moses, who did what God told him to do and led his people out of Egypt. The end. She took a bow. Dad clapped. Excellent report, Vanessa. They'll love it. Now, what's this for again? Career day. I have to speak about someone with a job I like. Dad raised his eyebrows. And you chose Moses? For what career? Vanessa sat next to him. Secret agent. Interesting. How was Moses like a secret agent? He started life on an undercover assignment as an Egyptian prince, but he was always looking out for his people, the Hebrews. Then his cover got blown and he escaped to a safe house in Midian. Then he got further instructions from a burning bush. He went back to Egypt on a mission to save his people, and God gave him a cool spy gadget, his staff. It could change into a snake, turn water into blood, and part the ocean. I never thought of it that way, Dad chuckled. So, you'd like to be a secret agent? Yeah, it would be so exciting to go on special missions to help people someday. Well, you can start now. Because you're a Christian, you have a mission from God, too. I do? What mission? Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to spread the gospel as an agent of Christ's kingdom. You'll be working undercover deep in enemy territory where Satan seems to be in control. And by informing your friends and neighbors about Jesus and the sacrifice he made to save us, you'll be giving them a chance to be free from bondage to sin. Cool! I accept my mission. But do I get a cool spy gadget to help me? Of course. Dad set a Bible in her hands. Just don't expect it to turn into a snake. So how about you? Do you wish you could be a secret agent on a mission? If you're a Christian, you've been given a special mission from God. Jesus is calling on you to deliver the most vital message in history, to share the good news of Jesus' love and salvation with a friend. You never know what kind of adventure you might start today. Our key verse is found in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And our key thought today, you have a mission from God. When you join the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, you could win an Echo Dot, Kindle Fire, or Keys for Kids Storyteller. And if you read all summer long, you'll be entered for a chance to win the grand prize, your own Bluetooth speaker. So get ready for Word with Zach now. Go to wordwithzach.org to activate your name. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.